live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect, a time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Tuesday, it's carnival time, at least down in my neck of the woods, and even south of here. If anybody ever had an opportunity to do carnival down in Trinidad, it's quite an experience. I haven't had the chance to do it in Buenos Aires, but maybe one of these days. In any event, it's day before Lent, and it's also the day before probably one of the most powerful days of the momentum of moving into the new era of 2012. And who better to join us today is my friend and my colleague, Angela Horn. And we're going to be doing readings. I am going to give out the phone number right now because doing things today is going to be very important for how you address tomorrow. The number is 888-815-9756. So, Angela, what is tomorrow all about?
Wow. Hi, Susan. And, wow, I feel like it's been forever since you and I have been together on the radio. So thank you again for having me on this most momentum type opportunity. Tomorrow, wow. It's all about transitioning. You know, I was in, this is where I get my most inspiring moments, was in the shower.
I thought you were going to say the bathtub, but.
Yeah, well, sometimes that happens too, but I kind of feel like the shower and the whole flow of the water coming over, you know, it's like the intuitive hits just keep coming. It's very interesting. So, you know, the words I was getting was shut up, wake up, and then show up. So this is a big time for people to really transition. It's, you know, unanchor from the old template of who you are and let's move forward so that you can anchor into the new of who you are and not who you think you are or who you thought you were or who other people think you are. You have to come from your own center of being, mind, body, and spirit. This is really the time. Shut down the old brain, the one that keeps yattering at you, talking about whether you're worthy or not, and really jump into who you are. That's the awakening of the new you, and then showing up, really putting your foot forward and doing the work.
So we're really talking about, as we talked about last week when with Deborah Silverman, it's about freedom, and it's all about finding your truth.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I guess that's really what tomorrow really is. You know, we've been talking, I think, throughout this whole year, which is only a couple of months, but we've been talking, you know, about detaching from the old.
Yep.
And tomorrow really is a significant day of when we really need to have really begun that movement of the detachment from those old stories and the old records that have been playing around in our heads and,
right,
you know, really beginning to do some new things. And really, you know, the technology today and where, you know, the kind of world we're living in is so very exciting because, you know, it doesn't matter what you want to do. It's a matter of just going out and beginning to think through what it is you want to do, what you want to be, and how you're going to go about being it.
Right. Tomorrow is really about the completion, stepping up, you know, showing up, really, you know, being awake within yourself. When you look at 10, 10 is new beginnings, and then that brings us right into the Friday. So really, people have about 3 days to fully transition and get, what I like to say, their ducks in a row.
So if you still are feeling some of these blocks, you need to call in. Angela is probably one of the best intuitives out there. And you know, no and a transition specialist. And, you know, there's no better person to help make the transition from today to tomorrow than Angela. So we hope you will take advantage of these free readings that we're going to be offering today. And again, the number is 888-815-9756. So, you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, you and I, it's funny because we've had a full couple weeks where, you know, we can speak personally from our own transitioning, where we really just had to step up, where, you know, I had to make decisions about certain things. You did the whole transition about moving on and letting go. It's really, you know, I can't stress enough about getting that anchor out of the old 3D world and where we used to practice and going into, you know, fourth and fifth dimensions and in and out of that territory and really starting to feel comfortable and allowing for that change and that new just to open up. Because when you allow, it's amazing to be, you know, what can actually... I guess transition, you know, your mind thoughts are so quick and receptive to the energies that are out there right now. Last week was crazy. I thought one thing and within an hour it was happening. I was so impressed. It was absolutely wonderful. And I just kept looking up going, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Having gratitude is very important. But, you know, I've been going through the same thing. It's like, I'm calling each day an adventure because you nearly never know from one minute to the next what's going to happen and what can happen that will change your whole world.
Yes, yes.
And it really is an adventure. And, I mean, you know, I'm a sailor. I don't know if I ever shared that with you, Angela. But, you know, when you speak of anchor, you know, when you're a sailor, you know, go and you anchor somewhere. And when you get tired of that place, you know, you can easily pull up anchor and tool on down and, you know, set anchor somewhere else. So, yeah, that's really what we're talking about is really, you know, recognizing at some point that we're tired of being in that same old place and we don't want to be there. And no. We have the opportunity to pull up our anchor and go somewhere else that we may think we want to be. And, you know, I think it's also, too, very important that sometimes where we think we might want to be may not be where we end up. And yeah. That's why you have the ability to pull up anchor again and keep on moving down the road until you find the place you really want to be. And I think that's what this whole period is all about.
Yes. And, you know, asking for change is one thing, but being prepared to step into it is another. So, you know, that push-pull thing, that's pretty tough. That doesn't really work. So, you know, if you're dragging your anchor, that's a whole other
program. No, sailors don't want to drag anchor. You don't know what you're going to hit.
Yeah. What kind of grudge is going to be on the bottom, right?
That's right. Right. So it's really very good to pull up anchor and to pull it up all together and to move on down. And you don't have to move far. You can pull it up, move, you know, a little bit down the road, lay your anchor, get comfortable, pick it up, move a little bit further down. So, or up or wherever it is.
Wherever. Expect the unexpected.
So, again, I mean, you know, life is a sailing adventure.
Yes. Funny that we're using that as a metaphor there. Symbology is so... interesting, really. It represents so many things, and you know, there's depths within depths of what people say and you know how you read them. And I think really truly we just need to be really mindful of our thoughts, you know, get rid of the don't, can't, would, shoulds, and coulds. Just I am doing, be in the now, be in the now. The I am presence is really, really important.
So let's just talk a little bit about, you know, this fluidity. From what I read and what I'm hearing is that this time is moving very, very quickly. And mm-hmm. It's really important that, you know, we don't dally. And that if we're not comfortable where we are, that we need to pick up that anchor pretty quick and move on down the road and be prepared to keep moving. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, in the past, I guess, you know, if there we had, you know, opportunities to procrastinate, and we had opportunities to take our time. But, you know, from what I'm seeing, that's not really what this time is all about.
Well, it just made me think of something the other day that happened to me. Here I thought I was ready for something, and somebody out of the blue came to me and asked, "Is your book published yet?" No. I was a little taken off guard because, they wanted to look at maybe doing something with it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to leave this one open and see what happens. So they're going to get back to me in a couple days. But it was just one of those, you know, that's something that I've been, you know, working on, probably not as hard as I could have been. There's that word. Although other things came into effect, and, you know, you work on what you can. So, you know, we're all human, and that can be a good thing. And we all have skills and mindsets and everything else. Although where we're going, they may not be as effective as what I've actually learned the beginning of this year. So just again, being mindful of that. And, you know, we're all changing drastically every single day. We're all ascending, you know, our bodies, foods we eat, everything is adjusting to who we are. So again, being really careful and mindful, and pay attention to what your body's saying. You know, when you get an intuitive hit, don't just, you know, pass it off to, oh yeah, whatever, that doesn't make any sense, or that sounds crazy, or what was that? You know what? Write it down. Do what you can with the thought and the process, and it will take you to the next flow and the next flow and the next flow, as you just spoke about getting into the flow, Susan.
Yes. And two, the other thing too is be mindful of your dreams. I have been having some interesting dreams lately.
Yeah, me too.
I have, you really?
Oh, yeah.
And there are obviously some messages there if you do a little bit of, and you can do it right, you know, on Google these days. You can, you know, Google symbolism of different things. I had a dream, and I don't know where it came from, Angela, but it was just bizarre. But I had this big tree outside my window, and there were hundreds of baby koala bears. And then, you know, a little time passed, and all of a sudden these little baby koala bears were very big koala bears. Mm. And it was just very interesting, and they were just sleeping, hanging on to the tree.
Well, it's interesting. Did you go look up koala bears?
I did.
Because koala bears have a very short birthing span, like 6 weeks, I believe. And they nurture their young very quickly, and then they let them go at a very, very young age. So symbolically, knowing who you are, and we won't get into it all of, but that was very significant for you and where you're birthing and your new stuff and what you're letting go of to get to where you need to be. Very significant.
I thought it was very significant. And I woke up, I said, that was the strangest thing.
Not to mention the tree, which is growth and big, deep roots. And, you know, that's where the koalas feed and eat and so on and so forth. So there's lots of food and nurturing in those trees just for you as there is for them.
And lots of family trees, too.
Oh, yeah. Totally talks to the ancestry stuff, right?
There you go.
Isn't that cool?
Koala bear ancestry. Let's get into it.
Oh, yeah. That is really, really cool. No, I like that. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, it's very energetic. It feels very good. It feels like you're in alignment with that, and that is also very important. That's part of the flow. You know, if you could be outside yourself stepping over here, but until you're in the flow, or you choose to be in alignment with where your life is going, that's about the show up, and that's really about second-guessing yourself, having all the joy, the gratitude, the happiness, moving forward in that I am awake and I am showing up.
All right, you guys, somebody out there, I am sure, is thinking to themselves, why am I feeling so stuck? And this is your opportunity. Give us a call, 888-815-9756. This is truly a time to move past some of this muck that we seem to fall into. And if you're there, this is really a good hour
Yeah.
For you to really delve into it. And Angela and I are here to help.
We certainly are. It's funny because up here in Canada, we went from a really interesting weekend of a lot of rain and really warm weather to a huge snowfall just overnight. And then we've been the last couple of days with some really great sunshine. And it's been really interesting because so many things are so unpredictable. And, you know, just like the weather, it just offers that bigger picture of magic and the unexpected. And you just never know. But what followed the sun was some really great sunshine that we've been without for quite some time. And it's just been really a blessing to have it. So, you know, everything, again, we go back to the symbology of things, and it's been quite an eye-opener just watching and just allowing has been very important.
So you mentioned that things have been changing for you.
Yes.
And, you know, we started the show, I think, in January together, and we've been talking, you know, about this change and how dramatic the changes seem to have been. It just, it's just mind-boggling, I think.
Uh-huh.
How, you know, it's like being in a time warp.
It is. It's like for me, I kind of stepped out of myself for a while. I felt like there was, you know, work being done on me, through me, about me. I just put everything on the sidelines and just said, okay, I'm just going to leave that over there for now and just let that be. And I'm going to go out and do something normal. Like, I went out and actually got a part-time job so I could, because I work from home, I felt like I needed to be social. There was something I needed to see and feel with people. Because I get that via Skype and clients and calls and phone and so on and so forth, but I don't really get that whole social aspect. So for me, it was like an escape. And it was really, I felt like Spirit was giving me this opportunity to go out and really look at people and where they are. And it brought in a bigger perspective of the mindset and where people are and how they do so struggle with moving forward. And I felt like I was like, I don't know, like this information person that just happened to be there at that particular time. And people would start talking and they'd say, you know, all out of the blue, they'd say, oh my gosh, I got to get this done today, or I'm in the middle of this. And they just start spewing to you. And it felt like I just needed to be there for them at that particular time. And I was good with that. And they were great with it. And they walked away. And I felt like the change was being made for a reason. And whether they go tell 10 people or 100 people, or even more, I felt like all of a sudden this ripple effect was taking effect. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do, and I think a lot of it too is you know, I think the lesson that I've learned over the last few weeks is, you know, you've got to learn how to take care of yourself, and because if you can't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of anybody else.
Right.
So I think this is also a very, very big time for people to step back and realize that it's okay to rest. It's okay not to do things.
Yes.
It's okay to veg a little bit and you know, really, really, you know, nurture yourself a little bit, because I think that's something that we all get so entangled in the rat race, and that rat race is really what this whole period of time is trying to get us to unleash, I think, because
yeah.
I know I was caught up in that rat race for many, many, many years, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I lost touch with myself, I lost touch with my spirit, I lost touch with, you know, a lot of things, and you know, all I could think about was, what race I was going to get in next. And I'm not doing that anymore.
Right. Right. And that's what I found a lot of people were doing, just by having a casual conversation with them. And, you know, if some part of them altered, it was great. And I was in so much gratitude just to be part of the experience, really. And, you know, I did that for about a month and a half. no, about a month and a week. And then Spirit said, okay, that's enough. we're back. So yeah, that's kind of gone on the wayside now. And yeah, some demands have come in from other places. So it's interesting. It was just, you know, it was like being on a mini vacation somewhere else, but not really being anywhere specific.
There you go.
So it was good. It was all good. It was a really great experience.
And it really is. I mean, I feel calmer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know, definitely more in touch with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel the pressure. I mean, I've taken on a little less caseload.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm still busy, mm-hmm. but I don't feel the pressure of being busy like I felt.
Yeah, and that's exactly good for you. That is exactly the word I was trying to fit in.
Okay.
It takes the pressure off.
It does.
It does.
It does. I know. I just think about the little koala bears hanging onto the tree and say, oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was actually quite inviting.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
It really was. It really was. It really felt good. I mean, we always kid about our dog's life. So, I mean, you know that we, you know, I don't know about the rest of you, but I have two little spoiled, rotten, black and white Dalmatians sitting right behind me. And, you know, what a life, you know, and they're
always fed. They always have a roof over their head. They're always taken care of. They always have a warm place to sleep.
And they're always happy until the thunderstorms come in. And
there you go. Well, you know what? That's symbolic to humans, too. People look at thunderstorms, you either love them or you hate them. And for me, I love them because it's brand new energy. I love thunderstorms.
Well, I don't know. I have one that just freaks out. Freaks out, and she knows they're coming about 30 minutes before they hit, so she's freaking out about 30 minutes ahead of time.
Mm.
So it's, but you know, they really have a life, and you know, I always, you know, if we could create for ourselves what we create for our pets,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that be kind of really cool?
It would be. It would be totally cool. It would be. You know, it would be, I think, the life that we're all meant to live and be grateful for and find joy in and just really feel comfortable with.
I agree. Hey, guys, the number is 888-815-9756. Where are you stuck? Tomorrow is a big day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. And I'm really thinking about kind of taking tomorrow off.
Really?
I am. Just doing what, you know, I haven't allowed myself to do in many years, and that's just maybe veg out a little bit.
Mm.
You know, take some time for myself and reattach to what it is I want to reattach to and make sure that I have detached from those things that I don't want to be connected to. And, yeah, really be ready to rock and roll through this next period.
Treat yourself to, you know, a nice bath, a hot tub, or anything that can be nurturing as well as energetic. Somebody said to me a little while ago, you know, having a bath or being in the bath, the energy of the water and just putting your intention into it is like the new Reiki.
I have a jacuzzi outside,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. I spend a lot of time in there, winter, summer, you name it,
mm-hmm.
Because I love the energy of the water.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever put any intention into the water?
I'll always
energetically.
Do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so, what do you think while you're in there, or what energy do you put in?
I put in energy of love, gratitude. And, you know, I have, like you did in your shower, I have some of my awakening moments there.
Yes, because that's the energy you're in. And it's so nurturing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we need to do more of that. Absolutely, we need to do more of that.
Well, and, you know,
go ahead.
I was going to No, I was just going to say we can even do that in everyday glass of water. You know, just put it in your hands before you drink it and just empower it and put the intention, joy, love, whatever it is that you want, and drink it, because that's what's going to nurture you on a much deeper level.
I hear you. Let's take a call. You ready, Angela? We've got Margaret from Ohio. Hello, Margaret. Can you hear us? Margaret? I can't hear her. I don't know if she can hear us.
Sounds like she's having a conversation with someone else.
She may have the radio on. Hi, Margaret. How are you? Happy Mardi Gras.
I'm good. How are you doing? Just a moment.
I'm doing great. So, you have...
Hey, Margaret.
Hi.
You're, your mind feels like it's a little bit of a whirlwind. Are you in the middle of making some major decisions in your life right now with moving forward, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like your mindset is a little bit, like I said, in a whirlwind. Do you want to be specific and just, I can tell you, specific if you want to, I want to hear your voice a little bit more because I feel like you're a little hesitant, which is part of your indecisiveness. Because you've got a few things going on. I feel something around money, work, whether that's a combination. Plus, I'm feeling some relationships that there's a heart anchor into some old relationships that you're trying to let go of.
Probably. I'd have to think about that.
Is there anything specific you wanted to...
Where did you want to touch on? Because I'm feeling like there's a lot of stuff with you, Margaret. What do you want to touch on?
Oh, there's a lot, like you said. Well, I want to move next year, and I want the money to be able to be here so, you know, we can move.
Okay.
Because I don't want to stay where we are, you know, much longer.
Okay. So have you done any positive affirmations with I am now moving and set a time frame on that, less than maybe a year?
Yeah, I've been putting it out for a long time to be able
you,
to move.
You really need to take out of your vocabulary the word I don't want this and I don't want that. You need to take that out of your vocabulary and start putting forward in a do action. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do.
Because I'm feeling you're stumbling over yourself, my dear. You're sabotaging yourself with your words, and the universe just doesn't understand the don'ts and the won'ts and the can'ts. You need to be very mindful of your emotional, energetic field around you, because what you're saying is not where you're going. It's like you're blocking yourself. I would say this is deep-rooted. I'm getting some lower back things into your past. I would say you need to up your anchor and really put forth some motion, my dear, about moving forward. I would put 6 months on your date, on your calendar, and I would start putting your house on the market. And I'm also feeling somebody needs a new job. Is it you or your husband?
Well, my husband, he's working still, but I want to move. You know, he's in his 60s, and I want to move with enough money he doesn't have to get a new job, per se.
Okay.
He can open his own business. He wants to do a photography business.
Yeah, I'm feeling like you guys are really going to have to come together in a partnership in order to make that happen, because I feel like you're both on different pages. I feel like what you want is not necessarily what he wants. You really need to get with him, because I feel like he's the financial income person right now. Is that correct?
He is.
Okay, so Margaret, what are you doing to, what would you like to do to help the situation? Because I feel like you could create a bit of an income somewhere, but I'm feeling like you're weighed down on some emotional stuff that just, you know, there's some real heaviness around worthiness around you right now. Do you want to work? Because I'm feeling like you don't.
I don't want to get a job. Like that.
Right.
I want to go and do my spiritual work.
Good girl. Okay. You needed to come up with that, because I really felt like you were backed out into a corner where you just didn't feel like you wanted to come forward. But you needed to say that. And now that you have, doors are going to start opening. So you need to go start looking at doing that now. And I feel like there's going to be a couple places that you can start to go practice. So you've put your foot into the door, my dear. You've opened your mouth. You've showed up. You're awake now. Now you need to move forward.
What kind of spiritual work, Margaret?
My guides and I do natural healing, body work.
She does energy work.
Okay.
Energy work, right.
Yeah.
And
so are you doing that now?
No, I'm not.
No.
No, she's on sabbatical. Feels like you've been off for a little while.
A long while. I've been doing work on myself since we've been here. And we're in Ohio, and I came here and did work on myself, my body, and just spiritual work on myself and that since we've been here.
Okay. Margaret, I would love for you to send me an email. I have a good friend out there in Ohio that might be interested in chatting with you. So if you wouldn't mind maybe throwing in me an email, I'd love to chat with you off the air about that.
There you go.
Okay. What's your address?
Why don't you give out your email address, Angela?
Sure. It's you can go through my website. It's AngelaHornStudio.com. So if you want to throw me an email in there, I'd love to look at having you hook up with someone out there.
And Horn is with an E. It's H. A N G E L A N G E L A H O R N E.com.
Or studio.com.
I'm sorry, studio.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think what Angela's saying to you, Margaret, is it's time for you to start back up now that you've done all the work on yourself and start helping others.
Yep, definitely.
And you're going to feel a whole lot better, and you're going to assist in the process of what your dream is.
Yes. Does that fit? Is that good for you, Margaret?
I can't hear you.
Is that work for you?
Yes, it does.
That a girl.
We've been helping others in different ways and spiritually. Well, I think spiritually, too. But we've been helping, on the physical plane also to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to do it spiritually, too.
Yeah, the most important thing, my dear, is to honor yourself and move forward with that, and everybody else will do that in the midst of it all.
You'll be amazed once you start back up how things are going to just manifest themselves very, very quickly.
Exactly.
And more quickly today than a year ago.
Yep.
Right. I understand that.
Yep.
So I'm to work a little here while we're still in Ohio?
Absolutely.
Sure. Definitely. You need to start creating that business right now. That's where the extra help's going to come from.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And just because you're starting it there doesn't mean it won't move with you anywhere you decide to go.
Oh, absolutely. Wherever you go, you'll create that atmosphere of bringing in new people, helping new people. And as you do that, you will also elevate yourself to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
I think your time has been well spent, and I think it's definitely, time to reach for those dreams and participate in them.
Yep, absolutely, Susan. Good for you.
So you think mainly telephone readings?
You know what? There's a few options there that you could be doing. I feel like there's a local place that you could look at to get involved with. I feel like you could start putting yourself out there and you can do phone readings. Absolutely.
Right. Yes, because you can do remote Reiki.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you can do remote anything today.
Right.
So, you know, if you build your practice on that, then it doesn't matter where you go.
Exactly. That's why, that's why I said I needed to get out because I was constantly doing all my work from here.
Well,
Does that help, Margaret?
Right. Oh, definitely. Thank you.
Get yourself an iMac and with the with Skype and you know, it has a built-in camera, and set yourself up so life is easy, and do your readings, and you can do it all remotely, and you can actually see your clients if you want to.
Yeah, with the camera.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just get it together and make a small investment, and you'll find out that it's going to pay off 10 times.
This is great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Yep. Good luck. I see only good things. You know, that's... You know, we talked a little bit about procrastination,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, we all have these ideas and we all have these things that we really want to do. And it's just like, you know, what do we, you know, what does it take to give us the nudge to move on these ideas?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, there's always tomorrow, but then there's always today.
Right. Sometimes you just, I always find that sometimes it's just a certain word that will resonate or anchor in. And it's like, it just kind of puts you into alignment with what you need to do and how you need to move forward. And I find as soon as you register with that, everything else just flows and it's so much easier. It's our own personal resistance. And the longer we stay there, the harder it'll be.
And, you know, I've got one other little piece of advice for Margaret, if she's still listening, is, you know, just go sit in your favorite chair.
Yeah, I was
close your eyes.
Good for you.
And close your eyes and just start to imagine, you know, what your day's going to look like when everything that you want to happen is in effect. And just feel it and... enjoy it and take it from the time you wake up in the morning in this quote unquote new place, new life, and work yourself through your day. And I have found that that is probably some of the most powerful daydreaming exercises one can do when one is trying to get from point A to point B.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, just visualize and feel. And once you experience that day of where you want to be, it has a lot of power to energetically start to move you in that direction.
Perfect.
How about that?
And just adding to that, one of the things I like to do is write things down.
There you go. I hear Oprah's having her show today has to do with her journaling. And that's something that, you know, I'm terrible.
With just making notes? Because people have different perspectives on journaling. I like to just keep a book with thoughts, ideas, expressing joy, gratitude. And I find that those things come very quickly. They just show up. And it's good. And it's, you know, making notes. This is where I want to go with this. If I'm daydreaming throughout the day, I start jotting notes down and putting them over here. And they just kind of end up showing up. It just keeps going. It's like, you know, you're showing the universe, this is what I want. This is where I am. This is what I'm into.
Yeah, there's a great free program out there called Evernote. And they have it for Windows and Macs and iPhones and... all kinds of things. So, you know, and you can kind of pull things from the internet. And I do that. I don't like to jot, but I do that. Angela, you ready to take another call?
Sure.
We have a Miss Hill from Michigan.
Keep going. It's like, you know, you're showing the universe. This is what I want. This is where I am. This is what I'm into.
Hi, how are you? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, are you there?
I believe you're getting feedback.
Yes,
because Miss Hill has her computer on.
Computer. Yes. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, please do.
I want to ask a question about a new relationship. I'm an Aquarius, and he's a Cancer. tell me how this thing is going to work out.
Okay, you're an Aquarius and he's a Cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Can you do me a favor? Can you just turn that computer down in the background? Because
that's what I'm trying to do. Okay. There
yeah, we're getting a little bit of feedback.
That's what I was turning down. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so this is a new relationship within the last couple months?
Trying to get to be one, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a huge amount of resistance from both of you because I feel like there's some judgment on both sides. The Cancer part of him is a little disgruntled in some things, where the Aquarius part of you is very outgoing, very new agey, very much wants to move forward. Are you also the cusp of Pisces? Are you towards the end there?
I'm on the 20th. I just had a birthday, the 22nd of January.
Okay, so yeah, that's kind of like within a week, I guess, of turnover time. There are going to be some dynamics in the relationship. If you want it to work, because I feel like it can work, that you are going to have to look at both of you opening up your hearts, and there's a huge stubbornness. I just feel like the two heads are knocking, and your perspective on things are not necessarily his perspective. I feel like you kind of have to go away and come back. You know what? I'm getting a lot of resistance for this relationship, a lot of resistance. I just feel like you guys are coming from two different angles.
Okay, what about my luck? I want to, it says it ain't going to work. What about me and my luck? It just seems like I'm not able to have nothing come through.
You're not able to have what? Sorry?
She said she didn't have, she feels like nothing's happened coming through for her. That she wants.
Generally?
Well, I have a suggestion I'm going to throw in, Angela, while you're thinking about that.
Yeah, because it's hard and here.
One of the things is we tend to attach to an outcome. And when I hear people say things don't go the way I want them to, it is because you have attached yourself to a particular outcome. And when we become attached to outcomes sometimes, we always get disappointed. So what we have to do is detach ourselves from what do you want what the outcome is going to be, and be in the moment of that relationship and not pay attention to what happens with it. If it's going to be, it will be. And if it's the right thing to be, you will know it. And if it's not, it won't be. But, you know, we've talked about this so much, and I just felt that with you, is that, you know, when you said that, that was very, very, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I found out something last night that he didn't tell me. And it's like, okay, I'm the type of person, he's younger, he's much younger, and I'm older. And I back up when I find out different things about people. And it's like, you know, I'm just going like, this ain't for me.
Okay, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that whatever, I'm getting a big picture here. It's all about you at this particular point. And I'm going to say that you're not fitting into any part of your life right now. And you need to really make some adjustments. There's a part of you that's waking up, and there's a part of you that totally has to move on. Because I feel like you're trying to fit in. So if nothing's working out in the way that you're asking for it or what you think you're going to be doing, you need to move beyond all this right now. The universe is offering you a whole lot of stuff, and I feel like you're just trying to fit into the old you.
Right. You're right.
So I'm really picking up on, you just need to move past all this. You need to stop looking at the men in the way you do, because there is something so much better out there for you. You could try to fit into this. There's going to be a lot of resistance, but I'm not feeling that this really needs to be where you are and who you are about to be. I feel like you also have a new job coming up, and I feel like you really need to get the heck out of Dodge there, honey, wherever Dodge is for you, because that's not, your community is not working for you, and you're just not fitting. So you're being squeezed out. So you need to get on board and get moving with that.
Pick up that anchor.
Pick up the anchor
and move on.
Pack it up and move on.
Totally.
All right. I am, because, like I said, what I found out last night about this person, they're too secretive to me, and I'm not into secretive. I believe in letting it all out in the line.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know what? Your life can continue like that as long as you choose to be there. But, you know, both Susan and I are telling you, you got to move on and you got to get out of there and you need to fix nothing anymore. You just need to get with you and get going.
Mm-hmm. And take every day with absolutely no preconceived idea of what you want the outcome to be. Live in the now. Enjoy the now. And watch the beauty that starts to surround you. You will be
and
surprised.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you, though. And I just came up on your station. I was going through the computer, and I was taking a break, and I just stumbled up on the station. I started listening.
Well,
perfect.
You need to spend a little bit more time listening there to this station. There are a lot of shows that come all week long, and there are a lot of people that also can offer some good advice. This is the time to pay attention to this kind of a radio station, because there's just tons and tons of ways to address our particular situations and needs. And, you know, there's nothing that you're going through that none of us have not been through before.
Oh, I know. I'm a big girl.
I mean,
you know,
we've all been there. And, you know, but this is the time, you know, this is time. Pick up that anchor, forget it, you know, go lay it down somewhere else and see if you like that landscape a little bit better.
Yeah, because that's some beautiful landscape you need to come upon there. That's going to really work for you.
Right, right. You both are so right.
All right. Let us know in the next couple of weeks how you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll be back. Angela will be back with me in 2 weeks, and we hope to hear from you and see how things have moved on and changed, and we want to hear back.
All right, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
You.
You know, it's a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, this is not the time to stay in the mold when, you know, you're when you're the round peg trying to fit into the square hole.
Yeah.
Lordy B, I spent a lot of my life like that. And it's no fun, you know, unless you can, you know, change yourself into Jell-O or something.
That's an interesting concept. Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, a little Miss Jell-O here.
You just jiggle with the times, honey.
Well, you know, it's one way to address the issue.
Well, it is. It's okay. Jello's all good. You know what? There's no major calories, and it jiggles, and it's wonderful, and it tastes good, and it comes in lots of flavors and colors.
There you go. It's very, very bright. It can be very bright and very cheery.
There you go. You're making me hungry.
Well, you know, and it's very flexible.
It just jiggles from side to side. Okay.
All right. I don't know. See, I told you I'm going to take tomorrow off. I mean, you know, my mind is jello.
Oh, it's been a week already, and it's only Tuesday.
I know. But, you know, this brings us back to this conversation that we had months ago, I think, about detaching from outcomes. God, that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is to learn how to do that. So,
well, yeah, it's an old learned behavior, and you need to adapt to new learned behaviors of just letting go and not being attached. And, you know, it's retraining yourself.
It's not easy.
Not at our age, right? Is that what you
mean? Hey, don't talk about your age. Let's talk about my age. It's really not easy. We still got some time to take some calls. Here's the number, 888-815-9756. I'm ready to move into the next dimension. What about you?
Oh, I am already there, gone, been. Oh, it's great. I'm loving everything right now. Just absolutely loving it.
I'll be loving it more in a couple of weeks when I get my steel drums out of out of out of their cases and start playing again. I miss that during the winter. It's something that you know, we don't get to do, and especially we've had actually down here in on the third coast of Texas, we've had a pretty brutal for us winter. I mean, very cold. Nothing like in Canada. You know, I'm not going to complain. But it's not conducive to steel drum music. But we have a steel drum festival here on the 26th of March.
Cool, so, and you're participating in that?
We're playing, and we're start playing, I guess, on the 18th.
Wow.
And hopefully that'll be, get that little part of me back out onto the landscapes.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, there's so much to be said about music, too, and raising your vibration. It's amazing. It's amazing how you can filter out the old cells and in with the new cells and just renew. And, yeah, you're going to get a lot out of that. That's going to be a lot of fun for you.
I love it. I love it. I mean, I love the sounds. And you talk about vibration. Those drums vibrate. There is nothing that vibrates like those drums. We've got another caller, Angela.
Oh, goody.
Hey, Becky from California. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing good. Fun. I hope you're not Jello like we are today.
Oh, I have my Jello days for sure.
what flavor?
Yeah. I just wanted to. I feel like I really kind of crossed into the space that I need to be and have made allowances for that, and I just feel like I need some financial foundation. I wonder if that's coming, or am I supposed to just let that be? And I guess I am supposed to move on, but boy, it would sure be helpful.
What do you mean by you need financial foundation? What? Because I'm feeling like you're already on a steady ground, but there's some resistance for you through some old learned behaviors about guiltiness, about putting stuff into your pocket. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. It does. Putting in my pocket. Interesting way of putting it.
You can put it in the bank.
Yeah. So I have resistance to financial freedom.
Yeah, you do. There's a little bit of resistance there. When I say in the pocket, it's the way that it comes to me in an image. So when I was saying in the pocket, it's like, you know, you wearing the money, you being a part of the money, being respectful of the money. I feel like as soon as it comes to you, you want to give it back out.
And I do feel that, but in a positive way, giving back, I guess, helping.
Okay.
So maybe I need to refine that.
Which is okay. Redefining that would be taking care of yourself first so that you, in excess, can give back. But if you're taking in and putting back out immediately, there is that, there's an underlining energy within you that is feeling a little betrayed for not having enough. Does that make sense to you?
Sort of, betrayed.
Betrayal is a big word, but there's a part of you that is feeling betrayed because it's not understanding how to build first and then have enough to give back later. Right now, honey, within the next couple months, I really feel like you're in a building process. So I feel like you need to get all your finances in order so that you know where it is you need to go forward. Does that make more sense to you?
It does. It does.
Okay. So you need to start building for you right now before you can look at giving back in the next little while. And I mean, not that you're not going to go out and you're not going to filter extra money into society. I feel like you need to look at your own building blocks and start preparing now for who you're going to be and where you're going.
Okay.
Does that make more sense to you?
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Does that answer that?
It does. It does. Thank you.
That's okay. You have a second question. What's your second question?
Well, I guess the work that I've been, what's been coming to me about my work is with the oceans and those that dwell there and grid work. Do you have anything to offer me around that?
You know what, honey? I don't know if you know this, but you're not really grounded.
Okay.
I'm getting that you're just slightly above the earth there. You're just kind of filtering around. Have you ever done any grounding work?
Yeah, very much. I've been actively trying to do that every day in the morning, ground myself.
Okay. Okay. There feels like there's slightly something that you're missing, or if you think you know what you're grounding to, I'm not getting a full picture. I'm feeling like you're just not, here we go with that word again, you're just not anchored in. I feel like you're floating about 2 feet above the earth, which means the things that you are trying to bring in, they have nowhere to go because there's no grounding level. Does that make sense to you?
It does, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need to look at grounding that. If you want to email me, I can give you some tips on that. Just email me through my website, angelohornstudio.com, and I'll just send you back some information that will help get you grounded and anchored into the earth so that, you know, you can be found, literally.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So do you want to work with dolphins and things like that?
Well, I think on some level, yes. I feel like when I'm doing now is about grid work and codes through the water, which in turn would certainly include dolphins and whales, and as they hold so much, keepers of the ocean sort of thing.
Yeah,
so I know I need
dolphins...
to insert myself. Sorry.
I was going to say the dolphins represent usually the angels and the whales represent the masters. So I feel like you can bring it all in and you have the work. You just need to ground it.
Very good. Okay. Would grounding be part of the practicing of it as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a place near where I live where I climb this hill and I'm overlooking a lot of the Bay Area, and I feel like I'm just drawn to it daily. And I think that might be part of the work I need to do as well, the grounding there.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, energetically it's all coming to you. I feel like you're bringing it in. You're helping globally on a larger scale. I just feel like you need to ground it. It's you know, yeah. You're like a lightning bolt, except it's not hitting the earth, or it's not coming from there. It's going somewhere else. It's erratic. In fact, I really feel like energetically, when you're in other people's presence, they feel your energy because it's not grounded. It's really erratic right now, and you really need to ground that.
Okay, good. Good to know. I appreciate it.
Do you ever find that when you're around electronics, things go a little haywire?
I guess so, especially around my computer now that you say that. I find that it hangs a little bit more on some days than others with no, you know, explanation why.
Yeah. And that's okay. Probably the days that you've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah, actually, I did a lot of work on Sunday, and the computer's been hinky ever since, so.
Yeah, so there you go. So email me. I'll give you some tips on that. It's really about just anchoring in to the earth and getting grounded, really.
Super. Okay, great. I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Thanks, welcome, Becky. You know, that's something that we failed to do, and it's something that I think everybody needs to think about doing first thing when they get up is, you know, to do whatever grounding exercises that we should do. I mean, I've started to go out and hug my lime tree. We're going to see if it produces more this year.
Well, you know, I kind of feel like just quickly to everyone, there's usually, you know, just out of your tailbone, there can be like a nice tube that will just go all the way down into the center of the earth, and just picture an anchor down there and just filter whatever is uncomfortable or not working for you down that tube with cleansing your chakras. You know, also on my website, there's a free chakra cleansing and grounding that you can go to and just, you know, look for it. It's free. It's there. It's a tool. Just listen to it and then just practice it, you know, every day. It's real simple. Just get up, know that you're connected to the earth's grid, that you're in the core, and you're just allowing for everything to come through you. And it, you know, it's so effective. It just really puts you in alignment and in the flow. So
there
I hope that helps.
And we're going to close that this show down. Thank you, callers.
Wow.
And Angela will be back in 2 weeks, maybe sooner. In any event,
you're funny.
I'm Jello. In any event, happy Mardi Gras, everybody. For those in that area aren't going to be around here, Have a wonderful week. Have a very careful tomorrow. Be safe. Take care of yourself. And we will see you next Tuesday. This is Susan King.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week, we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.